Back when I was 19, I had been holidaying in Marlborough with my boyfriend's family, and he and I were coming over to our family farm to spend some time. I don't believe it was the first time that he'd been introduced to my family, but it was still when you were anxious to make an impression. God knows why. But we duly arrived home and parked the car at the front of the house and walked up the side and around the back door. Through the back door, this is just after New Year I'm talking, so almost high summer, fairly warm. Couldn't understand why the back door was shut fast, but having opened it was made very aware. The hallway was covered in newspaper, thickly wadded, rags, old towels, the whole floor, I might tell you. Also, that seven doors opened off this hallway, so it wasn't really one in our house. You know, it wasn't an area that you could avoid with ease. And the reason being that here, amidst all this covering on the floor, was one cat with a terminal diagnosis. This cat belonged to my younger sister, who was then 13, and really was an animal whisperer from birth. However, being the youngest, the rest of us all thought that she'd been completely indulged, as people tend to think about the baby, and that our mother had allowed this obscene situation to develop, where the cat was going both ends, inside. It was virtually moribund at that point. So I had to suck it up. And then went past it and into the kitchen, and, you know, I'm sure I would have berated my mother suitably at that point. And over the course of the evening, the cat shuffled off its mortal coil. It went to meet its maker. And my younger sister, her famous statement to me was the next day, "I'm never praying to St. Francis of Assisi again." And I need not add that we're Catholics. So that gave me a fair amount of mirth. I have to say, it rather compensated for this disgusting scene that I had been confronted with, you know, while I was trying to make an impression on the boyfriend. We had a favourite place where the animals were buried. My mother would have said, our domestic animals, my mother would have said it joined the circus in the rose garden. And there was a template for burying domestic animals. You know, the hole was dug, the box was found, and the hole was dug, the animal planted. You know, there was usually a bit of a prayer and possibly a hymn, I can't quite remember, and then the dirt put on top, the cross put in place, and a jar of flowers. So that was okay. This poor old cat, whose name I think might have been Miss Henderson. I'm sure it was named after the cooking teacher at Wymer Intermediate. But anyway, so Miss Henderson was satisfactorily interred. Two nights later, I was awoken by a sort of a muffled snuffling sound. Sobbing, actually, I discovered when I got up to find out what it was. Here was my 13-year-old sister cradling said cat in her arms. This cat, it had been wrapped in this beautiful shawl. It was kind of an apricot shawl. I think of it as a Spanish shawl with sort of long tassels on it, and it was beautifully embroidered. Here she had the cat holding it like this, you know. I just wanted to see it again. So I said, all right, you've got 5 minutes. You see, I was already nurse material then. And she allowed that would happen. It was about 1:30 in the morning. It was an absolutely amazingly kind of haunting scene, as you can appreciate. Dark, with a full moon. Talk about the moon was a ghostly galleon tossed upon cloudy seas. It was a windy night, clouds scudding across the front of the moon. As we took the cat outside and reinterred it. Can you imagine this witchy scene in the dark, you know, like just putting the dirt, the cat back in the hole and piling the dirt back on and then stamping on it a bit. And despite the fact that I think, you know, I've probably been a part of a few witchy scenes, you know, I've got four sisters, four daughters, done home births, 22 first cousins who are girls. I've had, you know, a lot to do with witchy scenes. That really took the cake when it came to that. But I think it's fair to say, in the intervening 15 years since I was 19, a lot has been written about healthy grieving. I don't believe my sister has mentioned that cat to me since. So obviously she got closure, and the cat certainly did.